This poem begins with a piece of real life, something that I observed and moved through something that I also observed. It's connecting two completely disparate pieces of information and putting them in the same poem, which is often the way that poets work. Someone explained to me once that the best way to write a poem is actually to put down whatever it is and then cut it into three bits and then move the end to the middle and the middle to the beginning and the beginning to the end and go away and come back in a month and then you've got something that sparks. Dribble creeps. There are three... We have this problem back home of the skinheads. You have this problem of the skinheads? No, you don't. Okay. There are three skinheads in the furniture department trying to shoplift a bed. It won't fit in the lift. This is for the middle class and full. Already a member has fainted, confronted by swearing, tattooed sweat. No one is sure, anyway, that these charmers should not do what they do. Only the floor manager, cowering in the demonstration kitchen, knows what will happen next. The trio traverse his terrain, trailing an upended slumberland, which bangs the lights and cracks the fire door architrave. Trembling, he tries the phone, but gets no answer. Security are chatting to friends. The line is engaged. On the escalator, shoppers assume the lollards to be larking employees. Their garb is in keeping. There is no argument. The posture springs bounce through perfumery. This is a free country. Two women wearing designer face cream shake their heads. Is not every juvenile delinquent the evidence of a family in which family bond is weakened and loosened? Is not every dishonest apprentice an evidence of the same, every ruined female? Male, every ruined youth, the infinite numbers of unruly and criminal people who now swarm on the surface of this great kingdom and inundate the streets of these great cities and double park their vehicles with lights flashing as if this gave them permission. Are not these hordes on bicycles who never stop at red lights? These can kickers, spitters, hooligan rampagers, skateboarders, screamers, these riff-raff who knock unasked on doors, pathetically inquiring if you want your windows double glazed. Are these not the evidence we need? The bed is left smashed and unslept. At the end of the fruit market, at night it is target for junior Rambos launching Astra skyrockets through drainpipes. When it catches fire, the yobs piss on it. The manager calls this shrinkage. It is an accountancy term. L. Preptep S. Theft. L. Preptep S. Theft. L. Preptep L. Theft. L. Preptep L. Preptep L. Preptep